morning. Oh, can I get a little better one than that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. How many of you go to sleep with all the lights on when the sun is out? Is that very easy to do? I don't do that. No way.
I have lights in my room.
Do you have like a little night light? Yeah. So night lights, I used to have a little night light too when I was little. It makes us feel a little bit better in the dark because we can see, right? Did you have a question?
I have a
night light. You have a night light too? Yeah. So it makes us feel a little bit better so we can see and it's not scary and dark. Now, in our gospel reading today, did you hear about light and darkness? Yes? What did you hear about light and darkness? That's right. If there's a bunch of people in darkness, and then there's going to be a light that shines on them. Now, who do you think the light is?
Jesus,
that's right. So in the same way that we feel a little bit better at night when we have a night light, or maybe that's the way that Jesus came to those people. He was a light to them so that they could see and feel better because he saves them from their sin. You know, another thing we do when it's dark out is sleep, right? So all these people that were in darkness, they were sleeping, but not in a good way. They were sleeping because of their sin. That's right. So Jesus, he wakes them up and he shines on them. And he says, don't sleep anymore in your sin because I'm here to save you. And he is the light of the world. And because Jesus is the light, when you guys are baptized, you also become lights as well. Because Jesus says, let your light shine before others. And they see you as lights too. So let me ask you, how do people know that you're a light or a Christian? How do they know that?
By you telling them about Jesus.
That's right. You can tell them about Jesus. You can act nice. You can be nice to your friends and your siblings and listen to your parents. But also when you come to church and then when you go out and they see how you listen, and how you're nice to others. Did you have a question? No? Okay. So that's how Jesus comes to us as our light, and he rescues us from the darkness and sleep of sin. Let's fold our hands and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. We ask that you would bless our time here, that we would take in all the gifts of your Son, and that you would enable us to be lights to other people. And all the children said, Amen. Amen.